Star Wars and Legos go hand in hand for anyone who has come of age in recent decades, and sometimes a lot of hands.
We have 60 kids all working together. Each one has their role, and none is more important than the other.
That's Tyler Duff. He's part of the command staff for the lightspeed build of the Lego Superstar Destroyer. The group set out to piece the ship together in under 10 minutes. They failed to do so by 21 seconds last year. So what's their battle plan? Freshman Sam Alterman explains.
Look, it's a 3,152 set, and the only way to build it is piece by piece.
Seems pretty simple, but take a moment to picture about 60 people all trying to put together more than 3,000 pieces of plastic without one mistake. It sounds a little like this.
Another and a gem, please. A gem, please. And a 1x4 red. 1x4 red, please.
1x4 red. Right here.
Thank you. And I need another one. I need a gem, please. A gem.
Before all that craziness, teams surround seven tables, each charged with piecing together one bag of Legos. They and the audience wait for the go signal and the first task, getting the Legos out of a taped box, reminiscent of a Christmas morning. Then, all outer space breaks loose.
Back.
I got the backpacks.
Where's Sam? Sam, time.
5:40?
5:41. Okay, let's go, guys. Come on, we gotta go fast.
Right there.
But in every bunch of Nerf herders, you always find a few who are more grounded than others.
It's looking pretty good. We're almost done. Got a few pieces left.
There's no need to be nervous because everything's in order. All right.
Oh,
what's that piece?
I think that's an extra.
That's an extra? All right.
So how did more than 50 people end up sitting in an auditorium watching young adults build a Lego spaceship on a Wednesday afternoon? Meet Professor Stephen Miller, the self-acclaimed Darth Vader behind the winter session class with the coolest title, The Mathematics of Lego Bricks.
Now, I do not expect in most of my calculus classes that my students will be doing calculus when they get older. Most of them will never use my multivariable calculus material. Similarly, I don't expect my students will be building superstar destroyers when they get older. But the lessons that they're learning when they're doing this. So for instance, one of the bags was a little bit slow on time. I had a command staff of four people to troubleshoot. And so Jacob, you know, we noticed that one of the bags was having some issues. Immediately, we reassigned Jacob to bag two. We start coming up with strategies as to how do we deal with this and get things done. This is supposed to be a fun experience for students. How do you keep people excited and motivated to keep practicing the same task again and again and again to get the times down? How do you manage a team? How do you keep people on pace? How do you spread out the rewards, the responsibility, the authority?
After all the strategizing, staged run-throughs, and sweat-inducing assembly, no mission is truly complete without surprises.
First wing in.
Wait, this thing's not built right.
This one's built backwards.
Oh,
it's okay.
That's it.
That was easy.
Good there.
Good. We need the mini ship.
Mini ship.
Where's the mini ship?
That's it.
Did anyone build it?
But in just 9 minutes and 13 seconds, the Lego Superstar Destroyer was ready for hyperspace.
Okay,
time.
Let's go!
With victory in hand, Commanders Danny Smith and Tyler Duff explained how one piece flipped backwards nearly caused disaster.
We've had that happen before, and they've freaked out about it, but they kept cool, and just it was one piece backwards, so they kind of flipped it when it needed to be flipped.
Those exact words are the reason they were overtime last year. A piece was built backwards, but the issue this time was it was just one piece was flipped the wrong way. And it took just a matter of seconds to switch that, and luckily we were able to catch it before it caused any major problems, and probably took off just a total of like 2 seconds. So yeah, everyone knew the build so well that
a little issue, identify a mistake like that extremely quickly. So it's just a credit to how much practice we've done, and hopefully we don't have to do it again.
Professor Miller says the real A is actually a C.
One of the things that I love about what we're doing is we're building a community here. And I've been at 10 different institutions. Of all the places I've been, by far Williams is the best at bringing down boundaries between people, between students, faculty, staff, community.
And as for the group's place in galactic history?
It is technically a world record. You have to pay Guinness several thousands of dollars to have someone come here. We'd rather buy more Legos for the kids.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.